Warm greetings to
Love
you.
Blog Talk Radio.
When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here's Richard Levy.
Warm greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen, in the USA, in Chicago, and all around the world. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas. We talk to you about the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs and actions you need to take your life from wherever you are, from whatever frustrations, wherever you feel stuck, to get what you want in life, to reach your goals and go beyond. We like to say, if you ask life for a dime, you'll get a dime. If you ask life for a dollar, you get a dollar. If you ask the universe for $1 million, you get $1 million. The challenge is to ask big. Remember, folks, change your thinking on the inside and change your life on the outside, in that order, not the other way around. My guests today, dear friends, are Jim and Christiana Herbert. Jim and Christiana would love to focus on helping people define what their idea of abundance is, and then taking action to seize their dreams. Defining abundance is key because it is not only and doesn't have to be exclusively financial. A lot of us think financial, think abundance. Jim and Christiana like to make it clear that some people might want to focus exclusively on an abundance of love, an abundance of joy, or an abundance of peace. All of these are as great as having abundant wealth. As we always say, more good people with more money do more good things. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in warmly welcoming Jim and Christiana Herbert to Wealthy Thoughts. Hi, Jim. Hi, Christiana. Warm greetings to you. And
Hey, Windy
welcome.
City.
Good to hear your voice, Richard.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Christiana. How in the world are you two beautiful people feeling today?
We feel magnificent. I think life just keeps getting better and better and better.
I agree. I've got a cup of tea. What more do I need?
Fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you listen to the show today, in the U.S. or outside the U.S., I want you to pick up on life is getting better and better. And that's going to be the subject of our show today. And wherever you are, whatever challenges you're going through in your life, wherever you may feel stuck or frustrated financially, love, or health-wise, or professionally, listen to Jim and Christiana, what they just talked about. Life is getting better and better. And that's just not a holiday or a birthday wish that you read, or perhaps on these greeting cards. You're going to learn how their life is getting bigger and better and more wonderful and more abundant throughout the show. So stay with us. Listen in today. Jim and Christiana, tell me, please, tell the audience what you two have been up to lately.
Well, we've most notably just returned from our third experience at Infinite Possibilities Train the Trainer, which is a program that's run by Mike Dooley, the best-selling author and worldwide motivational speaker. And we've had the great good fortune of working with Mike three times now. And we did our first big-time main stage presentation of our speaking career, where we presented with the cameras rolling for Hay House. And Hay House will now be putting together an online certification for Mike's Infinite Possibilities Train the Trainer program, which Christiana and I will have the privilage of being a part of. And some other
Excellent.
Stuff.
Excellent. All right.
Because I... basically as soon as we got home, that other stuff started happening too. I continue to have a bunch of auditions. I'm speaking in August, and we're going to be going back to Ireland this fall. So there's just so many wonderful things happening.
You're going to be going to Ireland. Well, let's talk about Ireland a little bit later in the show because I'm curious about it. My wife's maiden name is an Irish name, and let's talk to the audience a little bit later on about what's going on over in Ireland. Jim and Christiana, tell us in very brief about Mike Dooley for those who haven't heard about him and what attracted you to Mike Dooley's motivation and training.
Well, Mike Dooley writes these wonderful emails called Notes from the Universe that go out Monday through Friday every week, and each day it's something different. And I had been subscribing to those emails for a very long time without also realizing that my previous exposure to Mike was that he was one of the featured teachers in The Secret. He developed the Infinite Possibilities program within a jail in Florida as a means of helping the inmates there. And it was really how he developed and fleshed out his beliefs on the nature of reality and some of his core concepts like thoughts become things, which, you know, we all believe already, but he had a really nice way of putting those things into words and making it very easy to learn. So that's kind of a little background on Mike.
And then the reason we really got hooked up with Mike is because last year in April, we were at a very low point. We had just had to leave a place that we had lived at for some time and really loved, but just decided we couldn't afford anymore. And we had moved into a place that we felt good about. And within days, my best friend, Richard Harsh, had a heart attack and died. And Richard wasn't just my newest best friend. He was a bit of a father figure to me and an older brother figure to me, and he was so full of knowledge and love, and he really was the wind beneath my wings for a couple of years, and we just lost him all of a sudden, and it caused us to sort of slip into a really dark period over the summer of 2014, and it was going to Train the Trainer conference in August of 2014, which Christiana quite craftily arranged for both of us to go, that started the spark underneath us and got us out of that really dark period and has led us to this explosion of abundance and joy in the last 16 months.
Okay, so this is a very challenging time for both of you all, a downtime, a loss of somebody close to us, whether it's a friend or family member, is a gigantic sadness. It's an emptiness, but it is part of the life experience, not to minimize it whatsoever. For the audience member who is listening, the man or woman to our show today, Jim and Christiana, and they're going through something like this, a tragic loss, what could you give them in a few words that would help them feel better about themselves, have more hope and a vision for their success, and become very enthusiastic about life like you two lovebirds are?
Well, I think we would say this. We would say there's certainly going to be times in the journey when you're not presented with the path that you're particularly seeking. But in all situations, you are going to have some path that you can go down. And even when none of the paths look particularly appealing, just go down the one that looks the most appealing, even if it's still not that great. And so the whole program that we've really endorsed, and having been involved with the Power of Thought for many, many years, this program that we're really teaching and talking about most now endorses that taking action breeds clarity. And sometimes you need to figure out what you don't need to know in order to figure out what you do need to know. And sometimes when you break it down into those baby steps, it can make that feeling of hopelessness or fear a little bit more manageable, and it can get you through the next hour, the next minute, sometimes even just the next breath.
Very interesting. Could you emphasize or clarify that? I found that very intriguing. Find out. Now, you're going to help me out because I'm not going to quote you directly, Jim. we need to find out in those times of confusion when we're not feeling so great at our best what we don't want, what is not working. Those are not your words. Please clarify what you said, and I think that will resonate with a lot of our listeners.
Absolutely, Richard. So I think oftentimes we're programmed, at least in our own brains by the society we live in, that we have to figure out what we want. And while we do need to figure out what we want, and we do need to clarify the things that we want to put on our vision boards and clarify what our dreams are, part of the process of that is sifting through the things that aren't going to work for us. So if you're in that period of despair and you just sit at home in despair without taking any action, there's no opportunity for the universe to provide you a magical serendipity. Whereas if you just are sitting at home feeling alone and depressed and sad because of a loss that you've had or a job that you don't have anymore or loneliness, is just go sit in a shopping mall and just look at people or wait. Just get out there into the current of life, because that's when the opportunity for magical serendipities open up. And you might not find the immediate dream, but you'll start to clarify the path and get closer to that spark, just like we got that spark that found us, and then launch you into your abundance.
So fictitious person, Joe Smith, or fictitious woman, Carol Jones, is in this situation because of a loss of a family member or a personal friend or a job, or they had an economic setback, so they go to a shopping mall or they go to a nice hotel. And Christiana or Jim, either one who wants to pick up on this, and he or she looks at a very successful, confident-looking man or woman. The guy's got a great-looking suit, great jewelry, great ring, and then or a woman walks by and she's laughing and she's obviously very successful. She's going from one conference to the other, and this person we're talking about has a choice to feel envious or jealous and say they've got it made, or they could look at this person as an example of success and be happy for them. Could you comment on that? Because a lot of us sometimes make the mistake of comparing ourselves unfairly to other people who seem to have it all.
I'll take this one. I think the important thing to remember is that the cycles of death and birth, both creation and destruction, these are all just natural parts of life, and every single person has experienced them. So if you're the person who feels like you're at the outside looking in at somebody's success, and you're doing that, what my grandma used to call compare and despair, it's going to be really, really hard to figure out right there at that moment that that person has had all of the same challenges and loss that you have had, just because they're not showing it right then. So you never know. You have to just keep in mind that every single person that you talk to has amazing stories of triumph and tribulation and loss. And everybody's path to success is this winding road instead of a straight line.
Very well put. It's not always a straight line, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reality of life. But listening to Jim and Christiana Herbert talking today, they're going to offer you encouragement and hope and feelings of confidence and a vision on you reaching your goal, having the life you want, and it will not be necessarily a straight path. There may be detours along the way. So listen in today. There will be something that resonates for you that you don't know that the universe is getting ready to offer to you. So just keep an open mind. Be open. If you'd like to talk to Jim or Christiana, call us in the United States, area code 646. 652-2293. If you're calling from outside the United States, it'll be 001-646-652-2293. Jim and Christiana, what are some ways people can use to help clarify in their minds what abundance looks like to them, either one of you?
Well, I think that this is where we get into specificity versus non-specificity in terms of what your visions and your dreams are. And this is something that becomes a great question. But the first thing I think you need to do is make a list of things that you think will help you get closer to contentment. And those can be either material things or they can be spiritual things, life desires and goals. And as you get all those things gathered together, you're probably going to wind up with a pretty substantial list. This is something that Christiana and I do pretty regularly, sometimes even daily. We'll make what we call a brain dump list. And that brain dump will be everything that we think we need to sort of do, if you will. And when you get that monumental list of things out of your brain can feel a little bit lighter. Then you can look at a few of those things and define what we call our mission criticals, and that becomes a more manageable thing to look at. And then you can kind of sift through, and we do this one-on-one with clients, and we also do it in group setting and some seminars, where you help people figure out what abundance means to them. Does it mean being really, really wealthy? Does it mean having a giant group of friends? Does it mean traveling internationally and speaking? And everybody's answer is going to be completely different. But by getting through some of these exercises, you begin to get some clarity on what abundance looks like to you.
Okay. I think you're making a very, very big point. And ladies and gentlemen, pay close attention. This is so simple to understand, but challenging for a lot of people to put in practice. And Jim and Christiana, please comment on what I'm going to say. When you all almost daily make your brain dump list, as you called it, I believe, and you write down, you get out of your brain, and you get on paper a notepad and write out what's important to you for goals, aspirations, and hopes, the key that I'm picking up on is getting it out of your mind. It's one thing when Joe or Carol, fictitious people, say, this is what I've been thinking about doing, this is what I want to do, and it stays up there and it does not get onto paper. Is that critical in the process to put it on paper, to clarify?
I think it is critical in the process because it really needs to get out of your head where it can be influenced by, you know, we all have these little voices in our head, and sometimes they are encouraging and sometimes they're discouraging. And getting it out on paper makes it more of a black and white concept instead of something that's more abstract. And you can get it out on paper and then look at it with a little bit of perspective and decide, okay, what's most important here? What do I need to focus on? And what can take a little bit of a back seat? Not that it's unimportant, but you might decide that one task or one path is more important than the other. And it has great value to just get it out of your head and make some extra space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get it. Two things here, ladies and gentlemen. Get it out of your head, number one, and get extra space, space for energy, let the universe or whatever you call your superpower get involved and connecting you with the right people, bringing you to the right places at the right time. Jim and Christiana, let's say that the night before we get ready to go to bed and we're thinking about the next day, or the next day after waking up, and we have whatever we have in the morning, tea, coffee, or water, whatever our ritual is in the morning, and we look at our to-do list and we start to feel overwhelmed. What would you advise this man or woman when they start to feel overwhelmed looking at their to-do list?
I would say pick just one thing. Pick one thing first and just get it done. And something I've actually learned from Jim, which is a very, for me it was a very challenging discipline to adopt, but to pick the one thing that I was dreading the most to do and do the hardest thing first, because then it's done. And that is not a super, like, sexy and exciting concept to tell people. But
true.
it is true. When you do that hardest thing on your to-do list first, the amount of peace that it gives you and the amount of energy it frees up is immense, because let's say you did the easy thing first, well, you still have that hard thing sitting on your shoulders waiting to get done and sort of bogging you down. And the longer you wait, the more you're beating yourself up that you're waiting.
Isn't that interesting? Interesting comment about, first of all, you're suggesting both Jim and you, Christiana, take care of perhaps that phone call you don't want to make or you've been dreading and putting off, which could bring something good, but at the very least, you will feel hopefully some peacefulness, some contentment that you've got that taken care of, that phone call, that meeting with somebody that you should be, you feel it's the right thing to do. So you're saying put that first on your list, your to-do list, and check that off. Take care of that first before you go to the easier, less complicated items on your to-do list. Did I get that kind of correct?
You did.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, this opens one up. We're beginning to do our brain dump, put our hopes and aspirations for the day or for the next 6 months, the next year on paper. And we're talking about infinite possibilities. And this is what you all began the show with, talking about Mike Dooley's Infinite Possibilities class. What does that mean? What have you all picked up on? What does it mean to you all, infinite possibilities, especially when you get together with your group of people at seminars and you talk about infinite possibilities?
Well, thanks, Richard, for asking. Infinite Possibilities really is a program that you can use a number of different ways. You can use it as an individual development program, or you can use it as a group seminar program. And what the program basically does is it defines itself within a few different chapters, a few different key chapters, and we cover the idea of thoughts become things, because that really is the foundation of everything in this genre that we speak of and that you speak of all the time. And we help people get an idea of what it means for thoughts to become things. And then we discuss in the ensuing sessions or hours a little bit about how our emotions and our beliefs shape our thoughts. And the great thing about emotions, both positive and negative emotions, is that emotions are our feedback system. And that feedback system brings great value. Just like earlier I was talking about how you need to figure out what's not good in your life sometimes to get to what's good, you need to have those negative emotions in order to balance the positive emotions and get the feedback that your spirit needs to find its path to contentment. And then the big one for us, and this is the section that we just presented in Ventura at the National Conference, is taking action. The best laid ideas, the best thoughts are still thoughts until you take action. And often we get asked that question as teachers and coaches of the Law of Attraction. Well, yeah, you can't just sit around and dream up the perfect life and have it happen to you. Does that ever work? And the answer to that is not unless you take action. So a big part of our program is learning how to take those baby steps to get started on the action plan. And then, you know, we talk a good bit more about some other things about faith, instincts, hunches, magical serendipities, and you put that all together and you create this formula, quite literally, for creating change in your life and creating positive change in your life. The name of the program, really in full, is Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Changing Your Life.
Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Changing Your Life. I want to touch on that program, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have Jim and Christiana share with you on how you can get involved with them, with their Infinite Possibilities. But while you were talking about taking action, I think it's very prudent that we take just a moment to emphasize to our audience, Jim and Christiana, there's been a lot of books, and in fact, some blockbusters on hot sellers on the New York Times bestseller list, and I don't want to mention any names by any means, and they emphasize the law of attraction, something we all believe in. But with the law of attraction, ladies and gentlemen, I believe this is what Jim and Christiana are emphasizing here, is the thoughts begin within you, your feelings, setting out a clear path, getting rid of, letting go of the negativity and finding out what you want to do. But you do need to take action. This is not, for those of you in the United States may remember a show from many years ago called I Dream a Genie. This is not sit down in your big chair and you're dreaming that you can rub your hands together and your life has become magical. It becomes a magical following the principles that Jim and Christiana are talking about today. So you say, Jim and Christiana, taking action breeds clarity. Did I get that correct?
You did.
Uh-huh. And you all spoke about this at the Infinite Possibilities Conference in Ventura?
We did. So there's an entire chapter in the program, in the book, because this is all based off of the book, called Taking Action. And that was the chapter that we presented on and guided everybody through.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about the same thing. You did, okay. And what are a couple highlights, Christiana, come to mind that you haven't spoken about that you did in Ventura that the audience can get a different point of view about taking action? Why? How that brings clarity to somebody who is a little confused on direction? Because we know that if we're confused inside, we're confused on the outside. The universe cannot bring us to the right people, to the right meetings, the right occurrences if we're confused. So taking action breeds clarity. So somebody needs to take that first step. Is this more or less what you're talking about?
Yes, we guided the entire group through the same exercise that we were just talking about, the brain dump and figuring out your mission criticals, and we guided them through all of that. The other important thing to think about is that it's not our job to figure out how something is going to happen. Not your job. All we do is decide what we want to happen and continue putting one foot in front of the other in either big steps or small steps. It really doesn't matter. The point is that we continue to make progress. We continue to decide what it is we want for our lives. And then as far as the how, that's not our job. The universe, with all of its infinite organizing ability, decides how and delivers us the result that we're looking for.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a monumental comment that Christiana just shared with you. If you get nothing else out of today's broadcast, it's that let go of worrying about the how you're going to be promoted, how you're going to have the abundance we talked about at the beginning of the show, whatever abundance means to you, financially, love, spiritually, health, whatever abundance means to you. Christiana and Jim are emphasizing to you, set the intention out, be clear about what you want to the universe, but let go of getting involved, rolling up your sleeves, and figure out how it's going to happen. That's not your job. Did I get that right, Christiana?
Absolutely. And we have seen amazing results, not just in our own lives, but in the lives of our dear friends who we are just so grateful for, who have come and supported us from the very beginning and sat in on our workshops very early on and said, yes, you know what, I want to learn this material because I believe in you. They've seen amazing transformations come about in their lives, too, by applying these principles. So the further we go, the more we just get more confident that we do understand, finally, the nature of reality and how to help others understand it as well.
Okay. I'm glad so people are receiving your message, believing in themselves more, and it helps you all feel reassured that you're getting a message out and connecting to people. You two are living in the Chicago Loop in downtown Chicago, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tell the audience, Jim or Christiane or both of you, about your storytelling. This is in Chicago, and if you're anywhere near Chicago, come on by. But to share with the audience what happens in storytelling and what they can get out of storytelling, please.
Well, the thing that we've, one of the many things that we've learned in this process of beginning to teach infinite possibilities and discover our own personal purposes and collective purposes in life is everybody has a story to tell, and everybody's story can connect with everyone else on this planet in some way. And that became very clear to us when we first started to see how great storytelling influenced people's speaking ability on stage at first, but then even in more intimate levels. So about a year or a little bit over a year back, I sought out a local storyteller named Scott Whitehair, and he teaches storytelling classes, and I studied with him for a while, got involved, did a few stage performances, and it was magical how I began to connect with people. And then we started to think, well, everybody wants to tell their story too, because the one thing you see is when you're telling someone a story about a challenge that you've overcome in your life, they can relate to it. It doesn't matter whether the challenge was a death, the loss of a job, a move, whatever it was a challenge. It was a contrast in your life, and that you learn from going through the contrast and emerge on the other side. Well, to tighten it up a little bit and not go on forever talking about that, we decided that we wanted a platform for other people to be able to tell and hear stories. This exists all over Chicago. There's probably 30 monthly ongoing storytelling shows out there, which made us go, well, who are we and what right do we have to start our own? And then we realized it didn't really matter. We didn't need to wait for permission from anybody. We didn't need to wait until we were ready. We were ready. So we started a show. We found a location. It's grown into this amazing once-a-month event called Monday Night Joy Fest, where we have 50 to 75 people gather together. We have some food. We have a little guitar music. We have some wine or some soft drink. And then we have six storytellers. And every person gets up and they tell something about their life, a story from their life that can be humorous, inspiring, heartfelt, tear-jerking, whatever. And everybody connects. And every time someone comes in the show for the first time, they say, that's the best night I've had, and I don't remember how long.
Fabulous. I have a couple questions about storytelling, but I can feel the energy in the audience. Those in the Chicago area or wherever they are in the U.S. may be coming to Chicago on a Monday. How do they get a hold of you, Jim and Christiane, for a Monday night storytelling show or presentation, and how they get in touch with you all in general?
Well, in general, we have an email address, of course, and the name of our business is called Emerging Into Joy. And the website is emergingintojoy.com. And anybody's welcome to send us an email. And that email address is info@emergingintojoy.com. And we are happy to receive any questions or emails there. As for the storytelling event, I always put live on Eventbrite, which is a website with different events throughout Chicago. Going to the show itself is free. The only thing that would cost you any money is if you decide to have something to eat or drink there. So if somebody goes to eventbrite.com and looks up storytelling in Chicago, they will certainly come across our event. And then finally, there's a Facebook event as well. So whenever we set a date for the next monthly event, we put up a Facebook event and invite as many people as we can think of.
Okay. And the website is emergingintojoy.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And I'll send you an email, info@emergingintojoy.com?
Correct.
Good. Okay. Let's be sure. And ladies and gentlemen, we will review that for you at the conclusion of the show so that you get a good understanding and how powerful this could be. This sharing the story is motivational in itself. The man or woman who's sharing how they overcame a divorce, a separation, a setback at job, share how they reached success, how they reached an abundance in their definition of an abundance. So it's very motivational in itself. And as Jim and Christiana mentioned, everybody's got a story. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, that may be an idea for you wherever you are on this planet. Of storytelling is a source of can be very lucrative as a person who wants to be on a speaking tour. When you start off a speech with a presentation with a story about yourself, a struggle, how you overcame it, and how you're reaching your goals in life, a lot of people will pay a lot of money. Now, what Jim and Christiana are mentioning that they have in Chicago, this is absolutely free. There may be a little cost for the food and refreshments, but basically come in and you can hear what you said about six people, share their stories. Is that correct, Jim and Christiana?
That's correct. We do six stories per show. We like to keep it in about a two-hour time window so everybody has time to absorb great stuff from each individual storyteller. And we've sort of found the magic number seems to be about six.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I found a comment you made, Jim or Christiana, I believe it was you, Jim, but I may be incorrect. A thought went through your mind, and I love your being human and being down to earth, one of us. You said before you started your storytelling, Monday night storytelling experiences, again, a group together, a rather large group, 50 to 70 people, whatever. The thoughts went through your mind, who are we to do this? There's so many other groups around Chicago doing this. Are we ready? And that is a thought that goes through a lot of people's minds when they're ready to set out in their passion in life, when they're ready to take action. And some people get stopped by that. Other people ignore that. Who am I to be successful? Who am I to be listened to? How does somebody get over that? I think you answered this earlier in the show, but so that we review it, that if a man or woman has an idea and they start questioning themselves, who am I to be famous, to be wealthy, to be prosperous, to be married, to be healthy? What right do I have? What right do they have? What is the answer to that doubtful question, that negativity, Jim or Christiana?
Well, the thing to remember is those feelings are perfectly natural and there's nothing wrong with them, and you need to honor those feelings. We like to call those limiting beliefs, and we are all subject to limiting beliefs. Even coming off of some of our greatest successes, the day that we finished our Hay House presentation last Friday, we were as high as the day that we got married. And right away the next day, limiting beliefs set in again. So here's how I'm going to answer that question for you. At many points in your life, if not every single day, you're going to have these three questions running through your head. Am I good enough? How can I get started? And how can I overcome my fears and doubts? We have three very simple answers to those questions every time. Yes, you are good enough. Take some action and trust the universe, because that's all you need to know to set in motion infinite possibilities.
Okay, Jim, we have, I can tell, I'm very aware and sensitive to the audience out there. They're going to want you to repeat those three answers to the people who are paralyzed by self-doubt. Are they good enough? And you said yes.
Yes, you are good enough.
Yes, you're good enough. When they have a fear, take action. Did I get that correct?
Absolutely. Take any action. It doesn't even matter. Just do something.
Okay. Take any action. And then finally, trust in the universe.
And whatever that means to you, I know some people connect with that word. Other people like the word divine creator, source energy, God, whatever. Just the key word in that whole sentence is trust, faith.
It is trust, faith. Okay, good. So we're not, this beyond the scope of today's show, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about religion, spirituality. Everybody has their own religion or no religion, or spirituality in whatever degree. We're talking about thoughts that everybody can take when you decide to take action in your life, action with your thoughts and physical action out there in real life. And get your ideas out of your mind, put them on paper, and whatever seems most difficult or challenging or burdening, take that first, like Christiana talked about earlier. Put that on your to-do list and take action right away. You mentioned at the beginning of the show, you two are so intriguing and you have such powerful energy. You're going to be taking your energy way over the North Atlantic to Ireland. What is that all about?
Well, last year, after our dear friend Richard died, that sort of lit a fire under us that said, okay, don't wait. Don't wait to do the thing that you're dreaming of, regardless of whatever you feel is standing in the way. You know, everybody's given the exact same hours in the day if they're lucky. So figure out what you want to do and just do it. So for us, that was, we really wanted to go to Ireland, and it didn't exactly make sense from a financial standpoint, but we just both felt this in our heart, and so we said, okay, we're going to do it. The course of action is to take action and be bold here. So we redeemed some frequent flyer miles and stayed at Airbnbs to keep things affordable, and we just went. And we took 2 weeks, rented a car, drove all around, and the amount of things that we learned in that span of time was just mind-blowing. And the other wonderful thing to come out of it was that we met this wonderful person named Rob Hayes, and he became a contact that we've stayed in touch with for the last year, and he's very involved in the ancient sacred site in Ireland, and leads meditations and tours with his own Irish countrymen. And we were his first Americans that he took around to a site called Holy Island. So when we got back from one of our last conferences, we decided, you know, we'd really like to go back to Ireland. And we fell into that same exact trap of cursed house and trying to figure out how we were going to get back. Eventually, you know, sometimes it takes a while for even those of us who teach these lessons to learn them ourselves. Eventually, we got out of that place and just put it on the vision board and just said, we want to go back to Ireland. We want to teach in Ireland. And within 2 weeks, we had an email from Rob saying, hey, Jim and Christiana, I've got an idea. I think that you guys should come over and teach your program, but I also think that you should stay on and help me lead a sacred site tour with whoever, you know, a group of Americans that are willing to come with you. And it has blossomed into this tour that we are now co-leading with Rob.
Well, that is fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an opportunity to spend time with Jim and Christiana and, of course, Rob, touring Ireland and enjoying the great sights, but also having in-depth conversations. And this could be the breakthrough you're looking for, the answer you're searching for you, and it to enable you to get to the next point in life where you want to go. So you're enjoying a travel through beautiful Ireland, and you're getting in touch with your inner self, and you're meeting some very positive people who are out there to support you and love you for who you are. And we're going to give you Jim and Christiana's email in just a moment or so. So get in touch with them if you'd like to take part in this trip to Ireland. I know they would love to have you part of it. Christiana, very interesting, I believe you mentioned this, that you put this on your vision board, your goal sheet. Why is it so important to keep updating your vision board? And if you give them, for those who out there who do not know what a vision board is, would you tell them what a vision board is? You obviously are, have success with a vision board, and why it's important to keep it updated.
A vision board is like a scrapbook, but instead of looking at the things that you've done, you're putting things up there that you would like to do, that you would like to experience, and goals. And a lot of people are very visual people, myself included, so I've got pictures on mine of destinations I'd like to go. And then I also write down my actual goals for what I want to have happen next in my life. And the reason it's important to update it is because as you continue to go down the path and experience success and have things happen, you need to update your goals, and you find that you're getting a little bit bolder, a little bit more courageous. You want to say something about the vision board, Jim?
Yeah, we started really small, and we've done vision boards in our past, but when we got back from our first experience with Train the Trainer last August, we sort of begrudgingly sat down and made a very tiny vision board with a few ideas on it, and we were... Okay, I was really afraid. Christiane was a little bit more fearless, but I was very afraid to ask for too much. But I think we all have this innate fear of abundance in some ways. In some ways, we don't feel we deserve success in our life because we've been deprogrammed from that initial birth thought that we are tidal waves of love and joy, and we deserve all the abundance in the universe. So it takes a little while to get that ripple going again. We did our first vision board with a few things on it, a list of what we wanted individually, a list of goals collectively, and a few dreams. And sure enough, within a couple of months, we hammered everything out of the park on that board. So last year, for Christiana's birthday in January, I got a 4x6 piece of plywood, and I covered it in padding and fabric, and I hung it on our bedroom wall and bought all sorts of thumbtacks and push pins. So we literally have in our bedroom nearly an entire wall that has become our vision board. And we put anything on there we want, whether it's a dream of a travel we want to make. We put the Ireland trip on the vision board, whether it's something financial goal that we have, like we need to come up with an additional $2,000 this month to pay for this. And we put a little envelope on there with the thumbtack and just start sticking money and checks in there as they come in. So it can be anything you want it to be. But here's the thing, you have to take some baby steps and ask for a few things that you really believe can happen, and all of a sudden, you'll start getting really bold. It can get scary because some of the things you're going to put on your vision board, you're going to say, boy, I'm terrified of that. Like, you know, maybe you don't want to change jobs. Maybe you don't want to move even though you want a better house. But, you know, claim what you feel you're comfortable with now and put a few things out there a little bit bolder. And then celebrate your successes along the way, like Christiana said. Take down the ones that you've achieved and keep putting up new ones.
And keep the ones that you've achieved. That's the other thing. We have a little file folder that I just stick things that have happened into. And that way, one of those days you're feeling discouraged, you're looking at somebody else's success and saying, how do they do that? You've got this ready-made file folder of all of the successes that you've achieved to look at. And you'll find that you just get right back on the positive energy train and you're feeling encouraged. And then you're connected with your creativity and the universe again.
Well, that's, you all are so honest, and I love you for sharing your inner thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, if you vision boards are so important. I live by them. Jim and Christiana do, and millions of people out there. And their reactions, their descriptions of their first feelings when they put a board up were feelings of fear, feelings of are they being too bold? Are they asking for too much? Those are normal reactions. Overcome them is what they're saying very clearly to you. That's the message. And then what you put out there on your vision board is what the universe is going to bring to you. And very important point that Christiana and Jim shared with you, ladies and gentlemen, is keep your successes out there also. Christiana mentioned, if you happen to look at a woman or man who seems to be very successful and knows some of that negativity comes in, go right to your vision board. Look at the successes that you have had, and this will help you feel better about yourself, encourage to stay along the path towards success. And also what Jim and Christiana are mentioning is be bold as you accomplish what you want to have, the success occurs, then do not be shy. Ask for more, ask for bigger. The universe is only limited by our thoughts. The universe is not limited by itself. It's limited only by our thoughts. Do you all agree with that?
Absolutely. There is no limit, and this is a hard concept for a lot of people to really accept in a world where sometimes what we might see in the media is greed and fear. Abundance means infinity. There is enough of everything out there for everybody, without question.
Interesting point, Jim, that you made. There's enough for everybody out there. Ladies and gentlemen, did you get that one? A simple statement, but monumental, very potent, very powerful. There is enough for everybody out there. The pie is not limited by six slices. There's infinite amount of pies, infinite amount of slices of abundance, of happiness. And that's how we started the show off today, talking about different versions of definitions of abundance. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see that Jim and Christiana are living the dream. They're living and breathing what they teach at their seminars. You mentioned you have a book is ready to go into consideration with Hay House. Did I get that right?
Yes, Richard. Thank you for asking. It's a book that I started to put together in that period of despair that I was in last summer that I spoke to you of. And some of it was just things that I was thinking about, and some of them were reflections on the relationship that I had with my friend Richard, our friend Richard, who, by the way, is the person who married us and officiated our wedding. So there's a spiritual connection with him. And it was almost as if he was speaking to me. And I'm not claiming any sort of channeled wisdom here like the Seth book or like Frank Talk by Tracy Farquhar. I'm just speaking about this deep vibration that I felt that Richard was continuing to teach me even in his absence. So I began to start writing down some of these lessons, some of these conversations that we had, and I realized it was emerging into a series of short stories. And then I realized that each of the short stories started to link to each other and began to tell a larger story. So really what was happening is the universe was breaking down into baby steps for me, this monumental task of writing a 300-page book, and I wasn't even thinking about how or why it was happening. It was just happening. And then I had the great good fortune of going to the Hay House Writers Workshop in Chicago this winter, where Mike Dooley was the keynote speaker of all things. How lucky am I? And I met who runs Hay House Publishing, and he shared his story, how he worked at an accounting firm across the street from Louise Hay's office and eventually wound up working with her for his entire life. And I made some connections there that afforded me the opportunity to submit a book proposal this September with limited, I guess, competition, for lack of a better word. Normally in that publication circuit, you're up against agents and a lot of barriers to even get your book proposal read. But because I attended that writer's workshop and made some connections, I got a guarantee that my proposal will be reviewed when I submit it in September. And I've got it on my vision board as the number one New York Times bestseller already. So I have no doubt in my mind that this thing is all going to come together.
It is going to, and we visualize that with you. And ladies and gentlemen, let's visualize that together. Jim Herbert's book is going to be number one New York Times bestseller. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, what you wish for others comes back to you. So by wishing Jim, visualizing Jim having his success, already accomplishing this desire, the goal to be on the number one New York Times number one bestseller list, is going to come back to you. So this is how the universe operates. And notice how the universe led Jim to meet this gentleman from Hay House, the gentleman who's worked with Louise Hayes. Very briefly, you have an upcoming Infinite Possibilities class. Is that correct?
We do. We actually have two approaches to this, and everybody has a different way that this works best for them. We do offer Infinite Possibilities as an individual one-on-one sequence where we can either do predominantly phone work with you. We usually do one in-person meeting and then follow up with 7 to 8 one-hour sessions on the phone over a probably 2-month period or whatever timeline works for you, maybe more accelerated if you're interested. And then we also gather groups together for one-day immersion seminars, and we've done this 4 or 5 times now, but we're just about to take it out to a new level, and part of this is a product of Mike Dooley's encouragement. We were sitting there even after our great presentation on the main stage in Ventura just a week ago with those limiting beliefs that we're not quite ready to do a 50 or 60-person seminar, and Mike just tapped me on the shoulder. He said, just do it, Jim. They're out there waiting for you. There's people out there that are ready to hear the message, and there's people out there that only you two can reach, and that's important to accept and own. So we've got two sites that we're searching out this week. We will be setting up dates in August and October for one-day immersion seminars in Chicago, and the details will be available on our website within a week on what those dates are and where the locations in downtown Chicago will be.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, get in touch with Jim and Christiana, emergingintojoy.com, emergingintojoy.com. Send them an email, info@emergingintojoy.com. Dear Jim and Christiana, thank you so much for spending this hour with us talking about abundance and living the abundant life, which you truly are. Would you honor us by coming back onto the show and sharing with us what's new and what you're up to?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we can't wait to do the show again with you in maybe another 6 months. When we did this show the first time, when I did it with you, my life looked nothing like it looks right now, and we can't believe together how much more growth we'll see between now and the next time we gather together on this program with you. And we can't wait to see you in Chicago so we can visit with you and Anne. It's going to be tremendous.
We'll see you up there, Jim and Christiana, at our beautiful Joe's up there. Blessings of love, success, and prosperity to you, lovebirds. Be good, be healthy, and be successful in everything you're doing. We see it happening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested in financial freedom and personal independence, perhaps you may be suffering from pains we talked about, like a divorce, a loss, please listen to my free webinar. There's nothing to buy. In fact, there is a free gift for you in it. Just click onto Richard J. Levy, the initial J. Levy, levy.com/freedom. Enjoy the webinar. There is a free gift, and there could be something in there for you. That's richardjlevy.com/freedom. And enjoy the webinar. Let your life be changed. And look for the free gift for you. Life is really not complicated, as we talked about today, ladies and gentlemen, with Jim and Christiana. I want you to remember one thing, and that is what they emphasize is what I emphasize. Change your thoughts, change your life. Really, it's not that hard out there. Remember also to be grateful for everything coming your way, and be demonstrative of your gratefulness to others, and make this a habit. Remember, whatever you think about, talk about, and write about is what you attract. Why not make success, happiness, health, prosperity, and love the subject and focus of your attention? This is Richard Levy saying thank you. I love you and hug you with abundance. We'll see you next time for another episode of Wealthy Thoughts. So long. Bye-bye.
Thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again next Monday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and noon Pacific. This week, think of something you can do to bring success and prosperity to others.